on your monthly lease, on a rental lease?
We do, yeah. We do actually pay a sales tax. You have to pay that now due to a law that was, surprisingly so.
Mr. Elliott, are you aware of a
sales tax on a
boat? Sales tax
on boat rod. Sales tax on boat rod rental?
Not to my knowledge, but.
Yeah, so you can look that up. They charged me. I've been paying it since. They didn't charge it from the 70s. We had a boat down there probably in the beginning in 67. So we've been there, maybe our fifth dock owner. And they're a great facility, and they've improved it. And I don't have bad things to say about that at all. But I would just mention that there is sales tax to be paid. Now it happened, I think, in the early 2000s, where the state then started charging sales tax on leases.
Is the property he's speaking of, is that in the list of those that for the SID?
So the docks are on a master lease from the Army Corps of Engineers. So I think that's a legal technical question that you've raised.
The parcel number would have to be on that list, and if we knew what it was, we could look at it and you could tell.
The intent of them.
I don't think the core property is part of the CID, but I agree with her. If it's a parcel in the CID, it's identified in that order.
I guess the only other thing is I'd heard that on Jones Road there had been some discussion about an RV park, and they were talking about now, since there was people on Jones Road that didn't want RV park there, they were going to expand the Long Creek area and put an RV park in there. Is that correct?
I'll be honest with you, I've not heard that, but that doesn't mean anything.
Okay. I just didn't know if that was part of this proposal.
No, that's not definitely not part of this proposal.
But is it in the future planning?
I'm not familiar with the Jones Road RV park.
Okay,
no,
well,
I'm like Brandon.
I just, like I said, we'll get into it a little bit more. I'll look at it a little bit more. But one thing that I did find interesting was that it's for 27 years, so I just want to try to plan for the next 27 years, at least in terms of what our property is. That, as I said, we have a couple hundred acres there. That's all I have at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Williams, I have to follow up on what he was talking about, if you don't mind.
No, I'm on.
Junior Crafton again. On the, you were just talking about the core land where the Long Creek campground is right there. Are you saying that sales tax that would be generated there is not part of this CID? Is that what you're saying, sir?
No, it captures the revenue. If the revenue is collected on that site, then it would capture the revenue, but it's defined by the marina building, but it would capture the revenue generated on that site, yes.
Okay, because on the map here, that's part that's highlighted. So if I was to go down there and rent one of those glamping tents or whatever you call it,
yes.
Would they pay sales tax on that?
Yes. Yes. Because that's our accommodations. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The sales tax would be anything that is collected within the property that's in the city, or anything that Mr. Morris or the company owns, any of those parcels.
Yes.
That's what the sales tax would be on, but nothing outside of that area. Just anything that's in that property.
And so somebody asked me about Dollar General specifically. Dollar General would not charge an extra 1% for the SID and then the proposed 1% for the TDD. So it's only within the properties that Big Cedar entities own. In this area too, right? Because I think somebody asked me, well, now what about Bass Pro and Springfield? No, there's not going to be an extra 2% or 1% tax on Bass Pro and Springfield or Branson either. It's specifically to the region that's laid out in these in the petition.
I just have a question. You said ownership of that Bass Pro has or Big Cedar has on this tax down at Long Creek. What if they lease the property? Are they allowed to charge the sale tax under the CID? Because
that's
what she was trying to address, I think, earlier, and we didn't get clarification on that.
If you look at that property, if you can get the parcel number from the map, if you can look at that, you can have the assessor's office do it. If it's in that order, in that list, then it would be considered part of the the community improvement district.
Specifically.
Even though they don't own the property, they're just leasing.
I think we're getting into legal questions. I think the answer is yes. Again, I'm not a lawyer. But I think it's because they operate a business and collect sales tax on that property. Is that accurate?
It's no different than if you go down and lease a premises in a shopping center. You collect sales tax
and then pay
based on your sales. It's not based on who owns the underlying asset. It's based on, are you conducting retail sales from premises, in which case you collect tax.
And again, you already know this, I know, but it's not a real estate or property tax. It is strictly a sales tax.
On that note, I'll have a question, Dennis, where it says taxes and assessments. Under sales tax, if the district is created, they want to impose by resolution a sales and use tax at the rate not to exceed 1%, use tax. County does not have the tax that's collected from your sales tickets. I would assume the majority of that would be done through the internet. Is that correct?
The sales tax would be...
You go online. It's so
Ticketmaster.
You're still collecting sales tax on the Ticketmaster sale, yeah. Is that what your question is?
If it's collected through the internet, Ticketmaster, it's collected through the internet. If it's collected through the internet, that's a use tax, right?
I believe so, yes.
Then Taney County would not get... Taney County, your road and bridge, your sewer department, your county general revenue would not get that part of the sales tax because Taney County at this point doesn't have a use tax. A use tax is the same as a sales tax. It just makes an equal playing ground. If you go into the merchant store and buy it, you pay the sales tax. If you have the use tax, you pay that same amount.
But we would collect the sales tax on the internet sale. Is that what you're saying? We would not collect it?
It would be collected. We don't know exactly how it's going to be distributed.
The state has a use tax. I believe you'd have to get a use. That's the attorney's question there. If I order online by Walmart, if I order online, and I go out there to the store to pick it up, Taney County does not get, Taney County Road and Bridge, Taney County Sewer Department, Taney County General Revenue, does not get that because that's a use tax and we don't have it. But if I go into the Walmart store and buy it, then all of those departments, Road and Bridge and so forth, get, that's a sales tax.
I know that when we conduct internet sale, meaning, you know, if you go to Big Cedar and you purchase a blanket online, we are going to collect sales tax the same as we collect it from everywhere else and report it as part of our revenue to the state and collect that sales tax from the merchant. Now, maybe Amazon does not do that, but I think for a local business...
differences with regard to use tax and sales tax. The use tax isn't charged sometimes because they're from merchants from out of state, which gives the state of Missouri the opportunity to charge a tax on that transaction. But a sales tax is generated in the state of Missouri, or a tax, it is a sales tax. Now, I can't address the issue specifically as to what you're talking about with Walmart, but if they sell an item here in Missouri, it should create a sales tax.
I'm assuming it's because it's based here in Missouri. Now, Ticketmaster itself, that I don't know. I'm assuming wherever Ticketmaster is based.
The third interim party that sells the ticket, Ticketmaster, has a duty to collect that tax. So, but there are lots of variations to that, as you know.
I just wish the state would fix it.
Right.
But they won't.
Right.
The example.
But that's your legislators.
We've had people thinking, employees, that they were paying until they look at their tickets and stuff, and no, the county does not get A portion.
They're paying it. We just may not get it from the Department of Revenue.
Well, if the state of Missouri declares it to be a use tax, whether the merchant thinks it's a sales tax or not, the state of Missouri is going to keep the money. So it could be a sales tax. But the state of Missouri is defining it as a use tax. We're talking about a whole other host of issues.
Well, actually, this is important to Taney County.
It is.
Because it's important that there's a wonderful venue has been created economically. And when you have an event, most of the sales are going to be made online through. So it's important that we know that Taney County, or Road and Bridge, or Sewer Department, that are going to have to help, that the Taney County is also going to get, that it would be collected.
I think we share the same expectation. I mean, we're as equally motivated that, and as I said, as far as I know, our practice is any sale generated from our internet-based business currently at Big Cedar collects sales tax and remits it the same as if it's a retail sale from outside of, or from inside the store. So I'm not sure what the practice is with merchants that are based in other states and whether they, you know, have a workaround that they don't, they are not collecting and remitting tax. But the entire reason that we're creating the CID is to collect tax. So I think we will look into this and we will make certain that our practice is consistent with what you're looking for.
And again, I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but if you guys sell a ticket on Ticketmaster and you collect a tax, would you be collecting that CID as well?
Would we be collecting?
The CID as well.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Elliott, how do they, and again, this may be a discussion for another time, but how do they guarantee that they actually receive the CID that they collected?
We're below the weeds now. We're in the dirt.
Okay, I'm sorry. But we need to move on. We can.
Generally speaking, it is true that a sales tax is a sale at retail in the state. It requires a physical nexus or connection with the retailer in the state that they're located in order to be required to collect, remit, and distribute to DOR, which then hands it out. So come January 1, 2023, the state of Missouri will have their online sales tax implemented and fully rolled out so that anyone who didn't have a nexus with the state of Missouri, who wasn't collecting sales tax online, or use tax as Missouri calls it, will be required to if they meet the dollar thresholds. And I can't remember, the legislature put it at $200,000 a year gross or so many transactions. Of course, the trick, and why this is also confusing, is the Amazons of the world confuse the issue, because Amazon, for the past few years, has had distribution facilities in the state of Missouri, and so therefore they have been collecting sales tax based upon the orders placed in Missouri, depending upon what you bought and who you bought it from through Amazon. So that's why Amazon confuses everyone about this. So right now, the test would be, whatever retail sales any of the Big Cedar entities are currently collecting, the state's 4.225, the county sales tax rates, and any other political subdivisions in Taney County that have a sales tax, you can look at those Department of Revenue confidential reports to identify the current sales tax stream. Those should all be in place right now. All we're talking about is potentially one additional percent for the CID. So any sales taxes that are already being imposed, collected, remitted, and distributed, county and other taxing districts should be able to at least look at that based upon location codes. Everyone can't see that because it's confidential, because the sanctity of the taxpayer's information is protected by statute by the Department of Revenue. Sorry, way in the dirt, but that's the long-winded executive summary. Everyone's eyes closed.
I think we've got a question that needs to be checked into and answered, and the county needs to be sure that we can get in place so that the Road and Bridge, the Sewer Department, and the County GCR, and Johnny Morris's all receives equal as if they were going in the store and buying it.
Yeah,
if they buy it online.